Good morning. A southerly wind picked up overnight, driving in moisture out ahead of a cold front, resulting in rounds of scattered rain showers and fog overnight and early this morning. With that front punching through interior New York and New England, the wind is flipping around to the west and northwest and becoming gusty at times over 20 miles per hour. As the front continues to track through the region, slightly colder air is building in, and we may even see some snow showers across the Adirondacks and Catskills before the precipitation winds down by the end of the morning drive. As we get into the middle of the morning and through the middle of the day, we'll see the clouds break up behind this front to reveal some sunshine. The wind will continue to increase out of the west, at times gusting over 40 and maybe even up to 50 miles per hour into the latter portion of the afternoon. At this point, another front will track through the region. This one, in this unstable environment, could touch off a couple of bursts of rain or maybe even a few thunderstorms as it punches through toward the evening hours. After this front passes by, we'll start a drying trend into the night tonight. And after temperatures reach up into the 50s during the day today, readings will drop down toward 30 for an overnight low. This will set the stage for drier but cooler air to flow in tomorrow. The wind will still be gusty out of the northwest, but that will keep temperatures into the mid-40s for afternoon highs. At this point, we'll turn our attention to an Alberta Clipper, which will be slicing through the Ohio Valley and toward the mid-Atlantic coast. Right now, it looks like Friday, drier and colder air will settle in from Canada, but the northern fringe of some light snow with this Clipper may graze by southern New York and New England, dusting the ground with a little bit of snow, so we'll keep our eyes on this, especially for the lower Hudson Valley and southern New England. Either way, Friday will be even colder with high temperatures in the mid-30s. After this Clipper passes by, the door will be open for even colder air to flow in on a gusty northwest wind, and despite sunshine, highs on Saturday only in the lower to mid-20s. Dry and cold high pressure will keep another storm to our south on Sunday, and with a mix of sun and clouds, it'll stay in the 20s before we push it back to the lower 30s on Monday. Another storm may develop along the east coast for the middle of next week, starting on Tuesday, and depending on the track, we could be in for some more snow. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a series of low-pressure systems are poised to impact the Pacific Northwest over the next few days. The system that moved inland yesterday will propagate across the northern Rockies and into the northern plains today, as another low makes landfall overnight tonight. Another strengthening system is set to reach the coast into Friday morning. The string of systems will leave a frontal boundary draped from west to east across the Pacific Northwest to the northern Rockies, and then southeastward into the northern plains, shifting northward through the day Friday. An associated plume of moisture will lead to rain along the coast as well as for most locations south of the front. For the highest elevations of the Rockies and areas north of the boundary, snow is expected, expanding eastward into the northern plains through the end of the week. Winter storm watches are in effect for portions of the northern Rockies and northern plains for the upcoming snow risk. There's also a risk of flooding across portions of the region as rain and warmer temperatures lead to melting snow. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with rain showers and fog, 36 degrees with a southwest wind at 51 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 47 below zero. In Albany on the hour, light rain and 43 degrees, the dew point 36, 76% relative humidity, a west wind at 14 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.94 inches and it is rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy and breezy, rain showers near 60, Boston mostly cloudy with rain showers, breezy in the upper 50s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny and windy with temperatures staying in the lower 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 50 degrees, the low 36, the average temperature 43, that's 11 degrees above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 41 degrees, the average low 23, the record high 68 set in 2012, and the record low 2 below zero in 1989. Sunrise this morning was at 6:19 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:54 p.m., 11 hours and 35 minutes of daylight, an increase of 4 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Early morning showers with some wet snow in the mountains, then partly sunny and windy through the middle of the day. A late day shower and perhaps a rumble of thunder with a burst of rain towards sunset possible, and highs in the lower 50s. Windy with a few rain or snow showers tonight in the upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, early morning showers, then partly sunny and windy through the middle of the day. A late day shower and perhaps a thunderstorm possible towards sunset with highs in the upper 50s. Windy with a few rain showers tonight, lows in the mid-30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, early morning showers, some wet snow possible in the mountains, then partly sunny and windy through the middle of the day. A late day shower, perhaps a burst of rain with a rumble of thunder towards sunset, highs in the lower 50s. Windy with a few rain or snow showers tonight and lows in the upper 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, early morning showers, then partly sunny and windy through the middle of the day. A late day shower, perhaps a rumble of thunder with a burst of rain towards sunset, and highs in the mid-50s. Windy with a few rain showers tonight, and lows in the mid-30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Early morning showers, then partly sunny and windy through the middle of the day. A late day shower and perhaps a rumble of thunder and a burst of rain towards sunset with highs in the mid-50s. Windy with a few rain showers tonight, lows in the lower to mid-30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, windy and cooler mid-40s. A chance of light snow from I-90 south Friday, a mix of sun and clouds and windy otherwise mid-30s. Mostly sunny, windy, very cold Saturday, lower to mid-20s, staying in the 20s Sunday with a mix of sun and clouds. Sunshine Monday morning giving way to increasing clouds, lower 30s, and a chance of snow on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.